Christ on a bike. It's day 312 and it's time for a midweek weigh-in. Oh, I'm nervous!
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're
actually hungry.
Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind. And together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you, I am feeling confident today. I feel good. I feel like I'm on track. My focus is there and getting steps away. I've been eating lean, Huel at night. I've changed it up, changed the program, and I'm feeling good. I have a goal this week of getting to 15 stone 4 pounds. That is going to be, I knew from the start that was going to be tough because I was 15 stone 10 at the weigh-in at the end of last week. So that's 6 pounds weight loss, which is pretty dramatic in a week. But I am feeling good. I look down at myself. The bloating's not there. I'm feeling positive. My legs look really lean at the moment. I feel like there can't be that much more fat to come off my legs. I was having a conversation with my mate Mem at work the other day. We always talk about weight. And I was saying, like, one of the things that annoys me is that I've got this kind of like rubber ring tire around my belly. One of the reasons I wanted to do this was because I'm so self-conscious about the fat on my sides. Like, my belly isn't that bad, but it's the fat on my sides. I've always been so self-conscious of it. And it's one of the things that I just really want to get rid of. But they've gone down a bit. My side fat. Gross. It's gone down a bit, but I think it's going to be the last thing to go. And it's really weird watching my body change because my legs now, I think my legs are pretty skinny, really. And I'm hoping that as soon as they've got to a point of like maximum leanness, that's when all the weight's going to start falling off my midriff. Because I haven't really got any weight on my arms anymore. I haven't really got any weight on my bum or my thighs or my legs. So really, the midriff has got to be the last bit, right? So if I want to get to 14 stone, I've got a stone and whatever else just sat round there that I need to lose. So, I don't really remember what my point was. Who cares? It's time for a midweek weigh-in and the goal is 15 stone 4 for the end of this week. Let's see where I'm at right now. Let's go. Okay, first reading says 15 stone 8. Let's go again. 15 stone 8. 15 stone 8. So that's a important number. It's the number that I was. I think I got that low, did I, prior to holiday? Let me just check back through my notes. Bear with me, caller. I've got all my notes, you see, on my phone. My phone. I said that so poshly. Hello. I'm new to my phone. So there was no scales. No scales. Remember that when I was on holiday? God, chaos. 15 stone 12 on day 280. 15 stone 10 on day 273. 15 stone 13 on day 263. 16 stone 13. So I haven't... Have I not been this low? 15 stone 8? Is that the lowest I've been? I thought I'd got down to about that prior to holiday, but maybe not. Or 15 stone 9 at the midweek weigh-in on 270, day 270. And then I put one back on, so I was 15 stone 10 on day 273. Maintained 15 stone 10 on day 277. Went up to 15 stone 12 on 280. Went back down to 15 10 on 284. And then it was the start of a holiday. And it was just like, whoa, up it goes, 16 stone 4. Oh my God. That's so weird looking back. So this is the lightest I've been. 15 stone 8. 15 stone 9 was previously the lightest I've been. So 15 stone 8 is the lightest that I have been this whole time. I feel like that deserves a little round of applause, no? Guys? Guys? And yeah, so that's significant for that reason. But also because this means I've lost over 3 stone since the start of this journey, which feels amazing. And it's also the case that I can see, I can visualise now that 14 stone. I'm only 8 pounds away. And we're only midweek here. If I can push that down to 15 stone four, just 4 more pounds by the end of the week, my God, I'm going to be in a really, really good place. This is so exciting. I'm just so excited.